Good morning, noon, and night, everybody. Had to make sure my sound was working right over here. But yeah, what's going on, y'all? It's Queen, and I'm back with another episode of Big Facts. Did y'all miss me or what? Yeah, don't even tell me. I already know what the fuck going on. Because I miss y'all, too. I ain't doing nothing. Just sitting over here drinking some Aldi's wine. It's watermelon flavor. Matter of fact, it's the watermelon Moscato that my best friend likes. She told me to get, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna try. And I was like, okay, this bomb. Okay. And I'm not really a big wine drinker. I'm more so of a go hard or go home type lady. So I don't really drink wine and like champagne and those types of things. Like, just give me the whiskey and the hard liquor. But I'm learning now that it's a really good thing here. You know what I'm saying? It does mellow you out and make you feel good around the house, and you can clean and things like that. So, as y'all can see, for those who can, it ain't in a wine glass because I don't own those. So, anywho, what y'all been doing? I hope y'all been having a great life and been in a good mood and in good spirits and have been accomplishing a lot. My shirt is very wrinkled. I had to throw something on because I felt like I was going to be looking inappropriate. But I guess it's a little inappropriate too. But I don't really care. Y'all don't care. Excuse my wrinkled shirt. But anyway, yeah. So I hope y'all been doing good. And thanks for staying afloat with me and everything. But I am here to talk about a whole bunch of shit. I got a whole bunch of shit to talk about, y'all. And this dread right here is really bothering me because it's like not in cahoots with the bun and it's throwing me off. So anyway, first thing I want to say is shout out to Teyana Taylor for this album, okay? Because it is a whole vibe, like a whole vibe and nothing but the vibes, okay? I mean, my whole feelings, like on one of her interviews, she was all talking about like how this album, she really was just like being very vulnerable, being herself and just allowing herself to tap into her emotions and like just like how she was feeling or whatever. And I'm like, damn, because she did her thing. Like now she was kind of like over her own stuff. She could do her own stuff. She's not under like Kanye or nobody that's telling her like put this baseline in or put that in, whatever. It comes off very authentic. So shout out to Teyana Taylor because I'm vibing. That's what y'all go hear in the background. I do not own no rights to none of this music, of course. And it's playing on YouTube. So I don't own these motherfucking ads either. These are annoying as hell. They talk about people teeth all jacked up. They don't want to go get dentures or something. I don't know what this is. But anyway, yeah. So first thing I want to talk about, the second thing I want to talk about, since I already talked about Miss Teyana Taylor, is I was getting like a lot of questions, random questions in my DM on BigFacts_NoLies_ on Instagram. So I don't know why y'all be asking these weird questions. Maybe because y'all know I'm gonna answer them, but we gonna get to those weird questions. I mean, I had to write them down. I'm like, what? Where y'all mind at? But whatever. But of course, the whole topic that has been fucking baffling me right now is this whole Megan Thee Stallion and Tory Lanez thing. I don't understand what the hell is going on. Like, my best guess is that, and I know it might sound like, I wouldn't even say it sounds like petty or like, I don't really know the word that I'm looking for, but dude, the nigga shot her. Like, did she turn him down or something? That's the first thing that came to my mind. Like, they kick it a lot or whatever. It seemed like they're pretty good friends. But what other reason is it to shoot somebody? Because if it was only them, then who else shooting? Like, I mean, just, guys, I don't understand. But he probably, like, disrespected her in some manner. And she was just like, nah, you ain't about to, you feel me, blase splee. Or whatever, and probably like past moves on her she wasn't really messing with, and then boom, he done got mad. And I hope this is not the case. I hope it's something, but I really don't see it being anything else. I've talked to other people and they're like, I don't really see it being anything else, but like maybe some feelings being involved or something. You know what I'm saying? I'm not really, this is a little sketchy. But yeah, and when she made that post about protecting her energy, it's like, okay, well, something that I don't know the balance, but I mean, they seem to be pretty cool or whatever. And nobody knows where the Kylie Jenner lady was, or is that the one that was there? Kylie? What was the other one there? Oh, Kendall. Okay, so Kylie. Don't nobody know where she was at. Why were they even in the car? Why he had a gun? It's just a mess. But I do hope that she stops being as friendly as she is, because I do feel like she's a very genuine person, and she does like to have fun and make friends and be like, you know, cool with people. But I really do, I've been said this, like when I start seeing her going to all these parties and having people drive all these boats, I'm like, people gonna start taking advantage of her and using her and things like that. And I'm not saying that this is the case, because nobody was there, we don't fucking know. But yeah, she definitely needs to protect her energy more. She really need to lay low, for real. I mean, she be, if I was her, I would lay low. You know what I'm saying? All that partying, all that drinking and stuff like that. Like, you know, focus on what she need to focus on. This music, this money, so on and so forth. Like, don't be doing all that extra stuff, because that extra stuff gonna get you shot, I guess. I don't know. That's a mess. But then I looked at the video, and here's my main concern about this whole situation. So they in this truck or whatever, and if y'all didn't see it, I guess that's Tory Lanez. He looked way longer on the ground. But I guess it's Tory Lanez laid out on his stomach or whatever. And then, well, Megan gets out. And she's clearly leaking from, they say she got shot a couple times. It wasn't just like once in the foot. And you can see that she's dripping. She's dripping from something higher than her foot. I don't know if it's just because, you know, the whole criminal justice thing in my mind. But she's dripping from something higher than her foot, because when she steps, it's not a footprint, it's dripping from something. So I don't know where she done got shot or whatever, but maybe like in the leg or something like that. I don't know. In the knee. Ooh, shit, if she got shot in the knee, Lord. Ooh, the pain that you can even imagine by getting shot in the fucking knee, dog. Like, the hell? The knee is like, imagine getting shot in a fucking funny bone. Oh, what? That has to be the most uncomfortable pain. But anyway, all right, so boom, she gets out or whatever, and they tell her to get out the car, then they tell the best friend to get out the car. Okay, now they done violated this girl, because, first of all, get help for Megan over here. You know, clearly no one else is in the car, clearly no one else has anything in their hands. They're not going to fucking shoot you unless they got, like, the littlest gun, because all these motherfuckers naked, so what? But yeah, like, they spread the Kelsey girl. I think her name Kelsey. I be forgetting people's name last minute. But they tell her to spread her legs. She don't got on nothing. They done blurred Megan's whole outfit out. I don't know if it's because she's always naked or if she was naked. Shit. This is not funny. But I was literally like, why they blur it out? Like, don't you got a sweatshirt on or something? Did she get in the car? This nigga need to put some clothes on. But anyway, but yeah, so they pretty much violating these people, because what is she possibly gonna have between her legs, and she just spread her legs to get out of a car? Like, come on now. And then the cops are just so fucking extra. It's like the goddamn helicopter people circling the dang area, like spotlights on them. It's just so much extra shit going on. I just really didn't like that scene and how they handled that. I feel like it could have went a little bit different. Y'all stop in the middle of the street. Like, come on, pull them over. Dude, civilized shit. Like, what the fuck? You talk to him through the little blowhorn announcement thing from the dang car. Ain't nobody out of the car. Get out of the fucking car. Ain't nobody. Like, that was just a very uncomfortable situation for me to watch. I was just like, okay, y'all could have handled this in many different other ways, and y'all just fucking violating everybody. Don't put a blanket on the nigga Megan. Like, y'all ain't even trying to help her up. You know she ain't got nothing. What's she gonna have? Like, dang, ain't nobody want to come to the rescue. Y'all want to sit there and let them lay on the ground? Like, come on, dude. But anyway, it's just how things are these days, I guess. But, yeah. So, that's craziness or whatever. And I'm glad that it wasn't as bad as it could have been, because that's a secluded area. If you're in a car, you could easily be shot in many different places more than once. You know what I'm saying? It's close. First of all, it's close contact, close range. Like, dude, you fucking blow your fucking finger off or something. So I'm glad she's okay. And yeah, I'm seeing like all these tweets of her manager talking about Contra Days, Tory and everything. Like, I haven't really got no update on it. But I'm just happy everybody is okay. And whatever happens to little Big Teeth Tory, I hope the story makes sense. Make it make sense, cause I am confusion, honey. But yeah, so next thing I want to talk about, before it even, because it's already played out, to be honest, and I'm late on talking about it, but I've been ripping and running the streets. I've been bop, 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 even though Corona out here, I don't know. I'm going to talk about that too. But anyway, the next thing I want to talk about is this whole Will Smith and Jada thing, and this August Alsina thing, and the Keke Palmer thing, and it's just a thing. It's just things everywhere. Thing, thing. Did y'all see his big thing? Woo! Okay, anyway. So, this is how I feel about this whole entanglement situation. Let me sip. All right. This is how I feel about it. I talked to a friend when this first happened. We were at his house and I was talking to him about it. And I was just like, I really feel like that's like predatorish. Like, that, if you're talking about 4 years ago, I think August Alsina was like 21 or 22 years old. What are you doing with this man? You know what I'm saying? Now, mind you, he's grown in this age. 4 years ago, whatever years, he was grown. So everybody making their choices the way they go. I mean, of course he go bite, nigga. It's Jada Pinkett. Come on. Like, who ain't about to fuck Jada Pinkett? Come on. Come on. Come on now. Did you see her? And Low Down Dirty Shame. And set it off. Did you see something? Y'all not understand it. The man's going to bite. Men are opportunists. Okay? It's up to us women to be like, no, this ain't that type of party. So she was like, pretty much, okay, let me just say this. I agree with Lisa Ray when she said that she felt like she had manipulated him, and she pretty much like took over this young man. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I could see if he was just coming around and he's Willow and Jaden's friend or whatever, and they hanging out, and she like, damn, this young dude is like, hey, he low key okay, he could get it, girl. I'm telling her 50-year-old friends, like, dude, look at August though. And he was completely well, but this man was not well. He was not mentally well. He was not physically well. He wasn't even emotionally well. He ain't been emotionally well. This man's been through a lot. So he's already tarnished and scarred and everything else. And I felt like she played on his emotions in that setting. And I felt like it was kind of selfish. Because when they were on a red table situation with her and Will, and she says that it felt good to help somebody, to actually nurse somebody back to good health and help them into growth or whatever the case may be, she's saying that for her own self. Like, yeah, you helped him, but it made you feel better because you were lacking in whatever ways or whatever you were lacking. You was like, okay, I'm gonna put this energy in this situation. And I'm not judging nobody, and I'm not blaming her, because like I said, people are grown, so it is what it is. But I do feel like it's like, come on, don't cross the line. Don't cross the line with this young man. And then you make him nose wide open, especially if you know you're not done with the man that you're supposed to be, you know you're going to be with or supposed to be with for the rest of your whole ass life. I don't know. They're talking about they took a break or whatever. Will and Jada, they took a break or whatever. But it's like, come on, dude. Like, that was like, would they say like 4 years ago or whatever, and he was sick or whatever. How long was the break? How long did this you know, transpire. Like, y'all was talking for a while. You out in public with this man. That had to be humiliating for Will as well as the fucking kids as well. Because they probably was like, hold on. What the fuck? What the fuck going on? You feel me? And whatever. And I just felt like it was just one of those things where it's like you couldn't have cared about no one, I guess, but yourself. And y'all just was kind of like in your own little bubble or whatever. But you should have left that young man alone. I'm just saying, like, as like you left him, and I feel very bad in a sense because he really loved this lady. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this wasn't no rendezvous for him. He really loved that lady. Like, he said in his interview that if he died today, he would know and he would be good because he know he was true to himself and he knew how he felt about fucking Miss Pinkett. Okay? So he all emotional, been in his feelings, and I applaud him. Let me give a round of applause for Mr. August Alsina, honey, because she said that he just stopped talking to her like on some cold turkey shit. Bop. Because he knew that wherever it was going to go, it was probably just going to lead back up to Will or whatever. But it's just like, this is just, the situation is kind of odd to me. And it's not like, I guess it's because we did see Will and Jada as like the perfect couple and shit like that until they start actually telling people what was going on or whatever and expressing what their issues were to make it seem like, okay, well, we are all normal. Some things work, some things don't work, and we have our moments, whatever. But yeah, still, you should have left that man alone. You knew that he was vulnerable as fuck. Like, he's sick. He's losing family. Like, he's in his head. He don't know what the fuck going on. He just, like, mentally fucked up, mentally drained, his body drained, all this stuff. So, of course, he's going to, if you giving him everything and those vibes and you giving him that love, he's going to take all that love in, you know, because he needs it. And then you giving it to him, but then at the end of the day, you know that this is something that's not going to eventually work out. So it's almost like she was like leading him on in a sense, and then, you know, boom. But shit, he left her ass alone, and I guess since it's let her tell it, they haven't talked ever since. So that's really good of him. But girl, please, these damn entanglement. And then here's another thing. This is another reason why I felt like, yeah, she had to own up to this, and she had to, quote unquote, I think it's some healing that needs to be done. And I guess she was saying when she said that she was gonna do the red table talk, I'm like, who's healing? Is it you saying there's some healing going on, quote unquote, or needs to be happening or whatever, because you want this young man to heal? You should have been did that. You knew what you did to him. You know what I'm saying? So what healing is he going to get? You didn't bring August Alsina to the red table talk, ma'am. You brought your husband to the red table talk, ma'am. And I think that even August Alsina, and he need the healing, but Will needed the healing too. Notice how all the memes going around or whatever, and they're saying, well, you know, he got the little bloodshot red eyes or whatever the case. He looking like he about to cry all the damn time. He even looked like that lately. I don't know what's wrong with him. But, yeah, but you know, he asking her the questions because he needed clarification too. We thinking that they got this whole open situation going on, like, okay, this is what happened. Oh, Will knew about this, he knew about this X, Y, and Z, but I bet you bottom dollar he didn't know exactly how she felt about that man, because she probably never made it like, okay, I really cared about him, I love August, you know what I'm saying? Like, he showed me this, he showed me that. She probably just made it on her to make it seem like, okay, I helped him. So, you know, we were vibing or whatever. We was in an entanglement, and, you know, this is what it is. But she probably never really told Will, like, I adored this man, or I was so happy with him, you know, whatever. So some of this stuff that was on the red table was probably the first time Will even hearing the shit, to be honest. And you can I'm judging by the questions that he was asking, because when he said, like, okay, what actually happened or whatever, and then she said something about entanglement, and then it switches to, well, he has a follow-up, like, let's be clear, when you say entanglement, you mean that it was a, like, nigga, tell me, because you saying, oh yeah, we were just whatever, but nah, this was a relationship, my nigga. Like, this is a let the world know and let me know that it's a legit relationship. That's how I see it. That's how I feel. I can read body language pretty well. So that's just what I got from, you know what I'm saying, the red table talk with him and Jada. But I think that they clear some stuff up for Jada and Will. But, I mean, I haven't heard anything else about what August Alsina have said about it. But I'm pretty sure he was like, bitch, healing going on. For me? Fuck you. What about you? So you don't need to heal from our entanglement, bitch? You don't need to heal? Well, okay. Seemed like you needed some healing, too. When you was all up on my meat sack. You know what I'm saying? So anyways, that's what I got out of that situation. But I ain't trying to get in no goddamn entanglement. Because you ain't about to leave me hanging. I'm sick of all of that. Look, I'm done with these flings. These fucking temporary fucking forever on my minds and shit. Look, that's a whole nother motherfucking episode. Matter of fact, I might sprinkle a little salt bay up in there. Bop. So that y'all can get. Because I might need to vent a little bit. But anyway. Now, let me answer one of these questions. I had to write it down. So, someone asks, have I ever had any vagina injuries? That was a quick switch, but yeah. I guess it was because there was the conversation had, or I had said something about people breaking their penises. Like, you know, you could fracture your penis or, like, break your penis or whatever if you fall, like, and your penis is erect or whatever. Okay, anyway. I've never had any vagina injuries as in, like, in the act. But I will tell you something that was super embarrassing for me when I used to get embarrassed. I cut myself real bad, like, when I was younger trying to shave, and I had, like, this scar, because it was deep, like, it was dumb deep, like, and I say dumb because what I did was dumb, and it was dumb and deep. It was a dumb, deep, goddamn situation. But anyways... Anyway, I cut myself with a razor, and I was young. I was in my teens. I probably was like 18, 19. Yeah. And I wasn't really active sexually or anything like that. So when I was like getting to that point, you know, I was like getting more and more active. And, I thought I was just gonna shave, and I didn't know the proper way to shave. It's not like people teach you how to shave. Like, who teaches you how to shave? Like, this ain't, I ain't got a beard. So anyway, I used a sharp ass razor that I think, I don't even know where I got it from, because I didn't buy the shit. Anyway, I didn't buy the shit. I probably got it from, like, out of my mom's closet or something. That's trifling, but it probably happened. So I'm almost positive that's what it was. So I wasn't buying it. So anyway, I shave or whatever. I'm shaving. And I went in a whole nother direction. Technically you supposed to shave down, they say. But I pulled that motherfucker up and hit a little U-turn off that bitch. Woo, child. Blood was everywhere, okay? Everywhere blood. I was like, ah, it hurt, ah. I'm dramatic as fuck, so y'all know I was damn near on the floor, like, ah, my coochie. So anyway, I instantly put, like, Vaseline on it, pop, slapped on the Vaseline. Slapped, pop, 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 pop. Just Vaseline everywhere, because I was like, okay, this is going to stop the bleeding or whatever. But then I was like, what do I do now? So, of course, I wasn't about to go tell somebody, hey, I just sliced my vagina open, but whatever. So, I had to handle it myself. And I just, like, put, like, a pad down there, really. And I waited till it didn't bleed anymore, and then I wiped it off. And then I had, like, this scar. And it wasn't, like, on a real soft part, like you know, where all the sensitivity is, like the clitoris, and it wasn't, like, on that part. It was like on the lip part, like in a crease, like where the V actually, you know, whatever, between the thigh and the lip there. And it was like a whole scar. And I was so embarrassed because back then I had my boyfriend or whatever, and I used to be so nervous to like be around him, and if he like tried to do something sexual with me or something, I would like always want the fucking lights off or some shit. When it was like healing, I didn't even want him to go down there like orally or none of that shit. I'm like, oh my God, like no, that's embarrassing as fuck. And you definitely ain't about to spread nothing, to look at nothing and do nothing, to touch nothing. Just don't touch nothing. At this point, let me just do what I want to do. So yeah, that was the only injury. And it actually, I thought it was going to be there for life because it was a legit scar. Like, it almost felt like, and this is going to be gross, I'm going to gross y'all out a little bit, but it almost felt like a keloid. Like, it felt like a strip of, like a brand, like a burn type, bubbly type feel. And I was like, oh my gosh, I am I'm deformed and discombobulated, and nobody's ever going to want to do nasty, ridiculous, filthy things with me. So, yeah. That's my story about my vagina injury. I've never had anything else happen because overall, like when the time was going by, I started getting more and more comfortable. And then I don't even remember when it just wasn't there anymore, but it just wasn't there anymore. I think I just stopped caring because I was only really active with one person, and shit, he ain't care about it. So he started on me. He was just like, whatever, you know, niggas. So, and I was just like, all right. And I just never really worried about what it felt like or looked like anymore. And I wasn't feeling on myself all crazy then either. So I was just, yeah, man, it is what it is. And then eventually it just went away. So now there's nothing there. It ain't no scar. It ain't no, you can't even tell anything ever happened. That's why vaginas are amazing. They're irritating, but they are amazing. Because women, we are the gods. We do it all. See, we self-heal our bodies. Okay. Now, what else? Because that's all I have, which I never thought I would ever have to tell that story, but... I'm an open book and your man probably read it. All right, let me see. So, okay, another question was... What do you like getting compliments on? I don't know why I feel like I've already talked about this in one of my previous episodes with someone. But it's hot as hell in this house. Y'all, I'm cheap. I don't never be wanting to turn the air on unless I got company. I'll be in this bitch baking. My nose and mustache be sweating and shit. Acting like I ain't got no money for my bills. Let me stop saying I do got money. I ain't got no money for my bills. Help me. I'm bored. What's the question again? I don't fuck forget. Oh, what do I love getting compliments on? So, I like to get compliments on my legs, like how long I am, how long my legs are. I like to get compliments on my skin, and that's kind of it. My skin and how long my legs are. Damn. I should have thought about this before I pressed record. Is that it? I think that might be it. Because, I mean, you get the regular compliments like, oh, you're attractive or whatever or something like that, but... Oh, well, this don't really... I guess it counts, but it don't really count or whatever. Let me see. Well, I was going to say... I like getting compliments on my nose because I always felt like I had like a Jackson 5 nose. Like I have like a tiny nose for real. But like recently, like over the past couple of years, about 5 people told me like, you got a cute nose. Or like this dude I used to talk to, he'd be like, with your cute nose, he always be fucking with my nose and shit. I don't know what's up with that. But it made me feel a little better because I was kind of like, I was kind of iffy about my nose. I don't know. Okay, what's next I want to talk about? Hope that answered you guys' questions. Let's see what else I got on here. Oh, this is what I wanted to talk about, y'all. I want to talk about, this happened like a few weeks ago, but the situation that happened with that damn girl, I did not mean to say damn girl, but the young lady, trying to work on my vocabulary and how I deliver things here, but her name's Markeela Smith, the young lady who got hit on the highway. I don't even know where they was at. California, maybe? Okay. And the friend, her name's Catherine Scott, that basically left her there. Okay. There's so many holes in this story that was bothering me. So I had watched this the other day because I heard about it and I didn't really like tune into it. I just heard about it. So I did my research and I guess I had watched a live that Catherine Scott got on there and said, as far as like her leaving the girl, like basically she was saying like, I didn't leave her or whatever. She didn't want to get in the car with us and our ride was coming or whatever. Okay, whatever. Now, apparently they had been drinking and all that stuff all day. For y'all who don't know, I'm going to just give you a little short synopsis about what happened. They were kicking it, hanging out, picked up who was said to be the girl, the friend, Catherine's brother, which is, I guess that's not her brother, but just a friend, mutual friend or whatever. They all kicking it, drinking or whatever, riding around. They just having a good time. It's a regular day and you know, kicking it. And eventually the girl got, Miss Smith, Markeela, she got real drunk or whatever. She got real drunk and basically things got a little bit aggressive. She started to argue back and forth with the guy that they was with, and it kind of turned like into a little heated argument or whatever. So I'm guessing the car broke down, which is so coinky dinky. The car breaks down as they're like being really aggressive towards each other or whatever, and they're on the side of the road. Now I guess the girl was all like drunk or whatever and was in a little bit belligerent or whatever and so on and so forth. So this is Cat's story, because we only have Cat's story. But she was saying that Miss Markeela was a little too drunk, and she was very aggressive with everybody. And she pretty much, I guess she broke the girl's phone, Cat's phone, and they just got into it real bad. And so if the car was broke down, Cat called for a ride, whatever. They waiting on a ride. The ride was like, she said, the ride was like an hour and a half away. Ride comes. The girl doesn't get in the car. She wants her child's father to come pick her up. So they call the child's father. He's supposed to be on his way. So she's supposed to be on the side of the road, still like waiting, because she's not getting in the car with these motherfuckers because she mad at them. Okay. So she's still on the side of the road. Those two take off. The girl, Cat, and the mutual friend or brother or whatever. And then later on in that day, or later on that morning or whatever, she calls the child's father that the girl was waiting on, Markeela was waiting on. And she basically asked, like, is she good, whatever. And he's like, well, I don't know, whatever. She says that the dude said that he didn't know if she was good or not. So this is where I crossed the line with this. Let me adjust myself. Yes. So first of all, I got my paper here because I had to make some fucking notes. This don't make sense. So if y'all kicking it or whatever, the girl, first of all, she's on live talking about some, the bitch did this, the bitch did that, the bitch said this, the bitch broke my phone, the bitch said she don't want to get in the car with me, the bitch da da da. Why are you talking so crazy about this deceased young lady who is supposed to be your friend? Why? Come on now. Like, really, you couldn't get the young lady the decency to use her name, Markeela, Keela, Kiki, Kalia, nigga, there's a million other names you could have called her. You're calling her bitch all throughout your life because you're upset because people feel like you left your friend on the side of the road. Would you left your friend on the side of the road? I don't understand what the fuck. That's not rocket science. We know that happened because it happened. You know what I'm saying? Now, she has some logic to it as far as, like, she's not going to force her to get in the car. But you know this girl is fucked up, okay? Obviously, she is drunk and whatever else y'all did. Because she say she was drinking and then she pulled out a little pill that's called a football. I don't know about drugs like that, so I don't really know what a football is. But either way it go, I would imagine if you mixing certain things with liquor or whatever, then it will give your body and give your mind a different effect or whatever. probably a whole nother level of aggression as well. So, anyway, you still left this lady on the side of the road. Why didn't you say, okay, well, we go sit here until your baby daddy come because you fucked up. So, we go sit here until your baby daddy come and hopefully my ride can wait. Hopefully, he on his way to come pick you up before my ride get here. And if not, I'm going to see if my ride can wait. Like, there are a million different things that y'all could have did. Y'all could have took the nearest exit off that motherfucking waited at a gas station. Y'all could have did whatever. Hitched a ride. Goddamn called a goddamn Uber. But she said the girl done broke her phone. But the girl ain't no... You... Kat, you are not the only person in that car that should have had a phone. If the girl got a phone and the dude got a phone, what's going on with this phone situation? That's another hole that I'm not understanding. Everybody got phones nowadays. Y'all mean to tell me y'all just walking around without no phone? Stop playing with me. I'm not buying that shit for not one fucking second. So anyway, then she say, I even gave her the keys to my car. I gave her the keys to my BMW or whatever fucking, whatever car it was. A Benz, BMW, whatever. But the report says that it was a 2007 Hyundai. So I don't know what the fuck Benz, Bentley, goddamn BMW she over here talking about. Well, whatever. That's another situation. Because what you talking about? And what car was it, goddamn it? And maybe it was the car. I don't know if that was the car that hit the young lady or what. But anyway, boom. Then, what else? Talk about, then she's on live and she's going back and forth on everything that she's done for this girl. Markeela Smith. She's saying, oh, the other time she was mad and she did this X, Y, and Z, and so she had me take her 3 hours here and 2 hours there, and then I even brought her back and I brought that bitch this and I did this and I let her stay here, da da da. So I don't know if she was trying to justify her being a good friend to this girl or whatever, but it's still not really making that much sense because you still left her on the side of the road. Not all of that is X nay. Because you left her on the side of the road. Like, come on. Now, again, her logic say, okay, well, she tried to make it logical. And she said, well, I gave her the keys to the car to sit there so that she can wait until her people get there to pick her up. And she probably thought that was harmless to do. But if you know how fucked up she is and how belligerent she is and how aggressive she is right now, there's no telling what could happen to this girl. You're not supposed to leave nobody on the side of the road, okay? You ever had a friend that was like, I'm good. I'm good. Leave me alone. God damn it. I'm good. I'm telling you, I'm not even that fucked up. Y'all just go ahead and leave me. Leave me, girl. Leave me. And they like, get your dumb ass in the car. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you're supposed to have better judgment than that. Like, you know, if you sit here talking about some I can't do drunk bitches on your Facebook and you talking about this bitch drunk, it's early in the day, she drunk all on your live or all on your story and stuff like that, you know she's not in her right mind. Anything can happen. So, that's a mess. And then, so, what else I was about to say? Oh, so then, on top of that, when you got to your destination, which was more like an hour and a half away, I know she said her phone was broke. Somebody in that car had a phone that even came to pick you up because I didn't know you where you was at on the side of the highway. Could have used her phone. Or whoever phone that it was that you had pick you up. Call the baby daddy. Did you pick her up? She good? Man, she tripping. We got to talk about this shit in the morning. You feel me? Check on her. When you get back to your destination, check on your friend that you just left on the fucking side of the road. Call her child's father and say hello. Is she okay? Did you get her? She's good? Okay, she's still drunk? Like, what the fuck? Like, what? So you done went on about your day, drove your hour and a half back to wherever you was at, went to sleep, your peaceful slumber, bitch. You done laid down. You done talked about the night. You done woke up in the morning. And then you asked this man, what happened to her or is she okay? You finally asked her. Now, this is where I'm kind of conflicted about this whole child's father situation because she said that he was just like, yeah, I don't know if she good or not, whatever. So what happened to you? Did you ever go? Motherfuckers, he said that he was going. She said that he said he was on his way with the girl. I mean, to get the girl with the kid in the car. Anyway, if you ask him, is she okay? And then he say, well, I don't know. Huh, dummy? What? What you talking about? You don't know. Did you go get her or not? So now, fucking headlines, and here we are, and she's hit, dead, deceased on highway. How did all that happen? Did you go to the scene? She wasn't there. So you was like, I don't know. So I'm just going to go back home. Why didn't you call the girl who then called you to come pick the girl up and say, hey, she not here. Where this is a spot, right? Okay, she not here. Where's she at? Maybe she walked up the, like, where is y'all communication skills, little people, young weirdos? The hell? Ooh, y'all was about to, make me get to calling folks' names, honey. Because that just don't make no sense to me. So anyway, that's something that I want to talk about. What y'all think about that? Y'all think that girl was wrong? Well, she was wrong in either way it go to leave her on the side of the road. But I know that she's probably dealing with a lot of guilt right now, even though she's trying to be on live all hard and stuff. But her delivery was all fucked up. Her explanation was just so, like, fucking arrogant and fucking not even warm at all. It was just aggressive. It was just ugly. It was just, I don't give a fuck. It was just careless. It was just, everything was just like, wow. I hope Markeela punch you in your face later on at night. Because why the fuck was you on here talking about the bitch, like, what? Now, we all use bitch as a term of endearment, but if my dead friend, if I have a friend that's dead, she's a dead friend, I'm not going to fucking sit here and be like, that bitch, man, she should have, man, I don't know what's in this young generation. These other motherfuckers, they crazy. They be making me have to woosah. But yeah, that has been getting on my nerves. Ever since I seen it, I was just like, wow, that is just so unfortunate. And then there's other stuff like y'all robbed her and y'all, why was she naked on the highway? And y'all took her clothes and her money and her phone. Like, there's just so many other twists and turns. But I just really hope that whoever, I don't know, motherfucking karma get their ass for leaving that damn girl on the side of the road like that. Now, here's another thing I want to talk about. Oh, forget that. I'm going to joy this up a bit. I just want to say I'm going to talk about this later. But wait, though. Let me tell y'all something. Y'all just turned 29 on the 20th, okay? That was Monday. And I had a blast for my birthday. It's fucking story time, okay? Story time. That's how I gotta end it, because I need y'all to I need y'all to hear this. Some details gonna be left out, but I need y'all to hear this. So when I plan my birthdays, majority of the time I always want to travel for my birthday. I don't really want to be in the same spot, whatever. And y'all know I live in North Carolina now, so I was just gonna go back home to Cleveland, Ohio and celebrate. But then I was like, I'm getting tired of going back and forth home. I just want people to come to me, and then we turn up in this element and we do the best we can, because I'm pretty sure people want to get out of Cleveland too and just come, you know, get out of Cleveland, you feel me? It's a car ride, 7 hours, just get jumping and whip. So I'm like, boom. I don't know what I can plan. So I end up planning a boat ride or whatever. Get on the boat for 4 hours or whatever and turn up. We have a good time, we kick it, whatever. Then after that, the plan was to either go out that night, because that was Friday, go out Friday night, and then whatever. But we had got an Airbnb because it was going to be a decent amount of us. So we're like, all right, let's get an Airbnb. Mind you, Airbnbs are taxing. Airbnb, if you're listening to this, people, y'all need, I know y'all low on funds because people ain't been ordering no Airbnb because of COVID and stuff. But them service fees did not used to be $125. Them goddamn taxes didn't used to be $150. And the cleaning fee was not supposed to be $175. The fuck? Cleaning fee? $170. Y'all tripping. So anyway, that was whatever. So anyway, I was just like, man, I hope that I didn't really invite a lot of people. A lot of people's like, why you ain't tell me? But I know that COVID is out here still, you know what I'm saying? And I didn't really know how people would feel about being around other people that they rarely even know, because they're mutual friends of mine. I mean, they're friends of mine, not, you know, everybody. Sometimes, like, this is people's first time meeting people, you feel me? So I wasn't really trying to have all those people, and then if niggas was gonna get on the boat, I wanted it to be a decent amount so that people won't feel left out or whatever. So anyway, long story short, I was real nervous about this weekend because I thought that things wouldn't go work out, because there's not a lot of things open in North Carolina for us to do. So I'm like, okay, I'm gonna do the best I can. I got this place called Stats that I love to go to in North Carolina. So we go and kick it at Stats, and we go eat or whatever. We turn up, we go back to the Airbnb, we'll have a little kickback. And so go be safe. People, you know, we in our own little element, our own little bubble. We ain't got to be out in the open. We ain't got to be around people that possibly can contracted it, or we can contract it or give it, whatever the fuck. So boom. So So people come in or whatever. I'm so excited to see my friends because I haven't seen them in a while. And nobody has came out to see me yet, for real. So I'm like, ha, 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 y'all bitch gotta come see me now. So anyway, we kicking it, whatever. Man, y'all, this weekend has been... This weekend was like one of the best freaking weekends for my birthday. Like, I don't really have shitty birthdays. Every birthday that I can remember has been like a lit ass birthday. My light keep flickering, it's getting on my nerves. But anyway, yeah, so it was like a bomb ass birthday. So boom, we get on a boat, y'all. Let me tell y'all, we get on a boat or whatever. We turn that bitch up. As soon as we got on that bitch, the boat was rocking. It was a kick it. It was a situation. Okay, now we kicking it, whatever. Now y'all know I can't swim. Y'all know I'm got a little water situation. I adore the water. The idea water is fine and dandy, but I am petrified. So I like to float in it when it's 3 feet or four, then I'm good. When you get about 5 feet, I'm a little, So boom. So I got people on here that like water, you know what I'm saying? So I order a little floaty thing, like a little floaty thing, you feel me, A little inner tube thing so people can get on the back of the boat and we can do that little thing or whatever. So I'm like, all right, boom. So people start doing that and everybody started like, oh, I want to try, but half of these motherfuckers can't swim, okay? So I'm like, okay, whatever. They get on it and we all vibing or whatever, and it was a good time. So this guy that one of my friends brings, this fool jumps on the inner tube thing without a life jacket, okay? Okay, and y'all know I'm sensitive a little bit. You know, I'm a sensitive thug. I'm not sensitive, I'm passionate. So, boom. Dude gets on the little floaty thing and the captain, you know, gets the driving or whatever, right, driving the boat. He got to hold on. He want to be raw on that motherfucking shit. And the nigga flips off into the water. Now, I start crying. Okay, so, boom. I'm just going to cry because I don't know what to do. I can't jump in here and save him. Who's going to do it? So, I'm like, oh, my God, is that another one? I'm going to die on my watch. It was a mess. It was crazy. So, anyway, he scares the living shit out of me because, I mean, he's okay. He grabbed a rope. We wheeled on in or whatever and so on and so forth. Boom. Whatever. Now I got my friends and my friends and they're jumping inside of the water. Like, now it's like four people in the water. And I'm like having total fucking anxiety because I am trying to make sure that they are okay. But I can't do anything about it. It's just like you feel helpless when someone's in a big ass body of water and you can't do anything about it because you can't swim. I can't save these. I can't save these young ladies. I can't do that. I can just sit here and cry and pray. So, boom. So, anyway, I was really nervous. And, of course, everybody had been drinking or whatever. And so, that just made it 10 times worse. So, I'm super emotional now. And I'm just like, at this point now, I'm just like, okay, nobody else gets in this fucking water. Everybody better stay their ass 10 toes down on this goddamn boat. Because y'all about to give me a heart attack. And I ain't even 29 yet. So, anyway, boom. They tell me, well, you get in the water. It's fine. We'll get you. So one of my homeboys gets in the water with me. Shout out to Logan. He was on the second to last, whatever episode that was when he was talking about stealing people's panties. So anyway, Logan is like, oh, I'm a lifeguard. Meanwhile, this motherfucker probably stopped lifeguard in 10th grade. Who knows? I don't know. But he gets in the water with me on the little inner tube, but not knowing us, the captain is like, well, he might be too big because he's heavy. When we're not on, like, it's not leveled out. What am I, like 150, 150 something? I need to get down to like 140 something, but anyway, that's another situation. And he's like fucking 180 or whatever the fuck. So it's like, it's not a real good balance. So I am petrified. And I'm going to put a clip in here so y'all can see how scared I was, okay? And I was scared. And so the captain starts to drive off or whatever. And I felt like we're sinking in the water because my homeboy on the back of it holding on to the joint and he's pulling me down. So now I'm like, somehow I got off of the floaty. Now I'm just in the body of water. And I'm telling you that when you feel like you're about to drown, I just froze. I was just like, I hope I float. Because my mouth was like this, wide open the whole time. And I was just floating in the water. And so then I was like, please get her. And I'm like trying not to panic. But Logan, he's right behind me. So he's like, got you, just went in and grabbed the rope. I'm like, oh my God, I feel like we're doing like white people shit. Like, we know we shouldn't be doing this shit. You know what I'm saying? Why are we doing this shit? We're not prepared. We're not mentally prepared. We're too drunk and we can't swim. So anyway, yeah. Now, other thing. Dude. We driving through the freaking lake, okay? In the middle of nowhere in the lake. It starts to storm. And I mean storm, okay? Like fog, like the whole shebang. Like it was raining so fucking crazy that it was just crazy. So anyway, long story short, everyone is now trying to shield themselves, but there's not much shield on this boat. So it's water and rain all over everybody, just all over us. And we're just huddled up together, like on top of each other, under shit, under the coolers. Like it was a mess. And we're trying to figure out, now mind you, we just trying to like take care of ourselves. And then I wasn't even like really realizing that, you know, somebody had to drive the boat. But when I look up, the captain of the boat is like literally going fat, like, and I know that he wasn't doing that to like fuck us up, but he was trying to get us to safety as quick as possible to get us out of the storm. But he's like low-key flooring this bitch, okay? That's just, you know, so we in this motherfucker like semi bouncing around on the boat because it's currents, because it's a storm, it's currents because we accelerated a little bit, and we are low key. It's so funny because we know that we so fucked up and we're so terrified, but people were laughing. It was like we were laughing. And I think it was like that nervous laugh, like, oh my God, this can go terribly wrong. But we were still intoxicated. So we just, dog. Okay. So anyway, we still huddle up or whatever. And the captain, my friend, is like holding the damn goddamn like a piece of the cooler to kind of block him from getting smacked in the face by the water. It felt like we was in a storm for like ever. It started to feel like it was needles like like piercing us because the rain was hitting us so hard from where our bodies were exposed or whatever. So we end up making it to safety. Crazy. We get off there and we're like, okay, let's eat. We go eat, and then we end up leaving, and we take the boat back or whatever, and then we go to the house. Now by that time people are exhausted, so a lot of people went to sleep and a lot of people kept drinking and was listening to music. We played games a little bit, and then everybody's kind of like exhausted, so we just went to sleep. But it was a good time overall. The boat was lit. Like the boat was lit. I'm about to start throwing parties, okay? My friend Ben told me I was supposed to be throwing parties or whatever because of how much energy I have. But listen, I'm about to look, because we had a great fucking time. So then Saturday comes around, wake up or whatever, we around the house or whatever, kicking it or whatever. They, my two friends makes brunch or breakfast, really. So then we had to wait for my place to open up that I like to go to. We went to that place. We smoked some hookah. We got some drinks. We got some more food. We hung out. We went to the liquor store, whatever. We go back to the Airbnb. And it was a whole bunch of shenanigans. A whole kick it. Like, I can't even go into detail about how much of a kick it this kick it was. Literally, nobody in there had a bad time. Nobody in there had a bad time. We had a ball. This weekend was such a blast to where I just keep thinking about it. And sometimes, some things I'm thinking about, like, oh my God, I can't believe that happened. But then all the other thoughts are like, as my saying say, she said, your birthday was a success. Now, hold on. Who said that? My friend said that. Maybe both of them said that. Either way go, my birthday was a success. And I'm excited to see 29 and my 30th birthday about to be. Because I'm going to have so much more to celebrate. Okay? I have this whole plan. I hope Corona don't. Because at this point, Corona, if you go catch me, catch me. I'm going to do the best I can to fight you. Because I feel like we still can't, like, not just live our lives. You know what I'm saying? The days are wasting away, and we just wasting away just sitting in the house and stuff. It's just like, we've done everything that we can. We done start fucking arts and crafts. We done tapped into a whole nother. People are, like, launching businesses everywhere. Like, it's we're progressing. I get it. But I gotta I need travel or something. So anyway, I said all this to say my birthday was a success. Thank you guys for listening. Per usual, I appreciate it a lot. I appreciate all the birthday love. I got so much love on my motherfucking Cash App that I can buy 3 more guns. Y'all looked out for me. Y'all looked out for me. And I appreciate it. I love my friends. I love my sons. I love my family. I love my friends. I love all my homeboys. I love all the boys that love me that I don't even love. Like, I fuck with y'all. I appreciate it a lot. Like, I had a blast. And I really was nervous about it. And I had an attitude about even planning it because I'm very organized. And everybody can tell y'all, like, I am organized as fuck. It's like, pop, pop, pop. And it has to happen or else I'm going to be a brat about it. But this whole year has been like, since probably about, well, before I moved to North Carolina, I've just really been like, okay, serenity poem. You know what I'm saying? Accept the things that you cannot change. Let shit go with the flow. Try to like really continue to protect your peace like you've been doing. And I've just been like more of, I guess I've been a little bit more loose. You know, I've been a little bit more limber. I'm like, I'm not really real constricted and making myself like, you know, but I was a little bit nervous and I had an attitude about it because I know that I like to be in control of these plans and I just really didn't know how they were gonna go and I really didn't want people to waste their time to come to North Carolina to see me and not have a good time. So it makes me feel so great that everybody had a good time, man. Like, people did things that they never would have did. We, you know what I'm saying, this boat situation, the Titanic shit situation, like, it was everything. And I love y'all. I love my listeners, you feel me? I love my facts fam. I love my friends and my family and everybody that kicked it with me this weekend. Like, it was a blast. It was a blast. It was a blast. It was a blast. like, it was really dope, for real. And I'm glad that it was a success. And like I said, I'm 29. And I'm excited. I already feel, like, you know how you just feel a shift in your energy, a shift in your vibe, a shift in the things that you care about, the things that you can let go, the things that are more easily to let go than if they were a couple years ago or whatever. Like, you just feel your growth, and I just feel my growth. I'm just continue to grow. I want to go ahead and make a little quick positive message out there for everybody who has been very down on themselves as far as where you are in life. You know, timing is everything. We don't get time back, so always grind and grind and grind, but don't grind until you can't grind anymore, to where it's like mentally draining you or physically draining you, emotionally draining you, because you may not be where you want. You might have grinded for fucking 3 years and you're still not where you want to be. But everybody has their time. Your time is coming. I would encourage you to learn more and more and more. Like, I'm learning more and more about little things I can make money off of and little things I can invest in and little things. Like, we had a stocks episode and stocks and buying episodes with Ernest a whole bunch of episodes back or whatever, and I just keep tapping into that and I'm taking heed in what he's saying and I'm just trying to do more things so that I can be even more financial free than I am right now. And I'm just like really tapping into it. So, and a lot more of my creativity, I need to do better with big facts. I know I do. So I just thank you guys for still rocking with me, for real. And I appreciate it. I just want to let y'all know that you are loved. Like, please, if you are depressed, I know this COVID shit is fucking everybody up and people have lost people, but if you are depressed or feeling away or anything like that, you always got somebody to talk to. Reach out to somebody, love on somebody, be vulnerable with somebody. Like, it's okay, you know what I'm saying? We need that love, and I love y'all, and be confident always. So have a good morning, noon, and night. I love y'all. Peace. Eh.